You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Bowling alleys in Wichita are facing their darkest winter yet. They're not only trying to survive the pandemic, but also have to rebuild a customer base that took decades to grow. KMUW's Deborah Schar has more.
At North Rock Lanes, less than half of the center's 48 lanes are in use on a recent Saturday afternoon. Bowlers of all ages are rolling balls. Some are warming up for a casual tournament that's about to start. A few families are celebrating birthdays with a game or two and a visit to the arcade. No leagues are playing this day, so just getting bowlers through the door is a win.
So our business is down considerably. We're doing everything we can to stay open, but also 100% keeping our employees and our customers as safe as humanly possible.
Kathy DeSocio owns North Rock Lanes and two other bowling alleys in Wichita. She also owns the Alley Entertainment Centers in Hutchinson and Salina. She's running the family business that grew from her grandfather's first bowling alley, Boulevard Bowl.
We've gone through recessions, you know, over the 60-year span that we have been in the industry, but I don't think that it has ever been like this.
Like most businesses, bowling alleys were forced to shut down last spring when the coronavirus started to spread. Reopening meant reimagining operations so bowling could continue in a safe way.
We installed plexiglass, we have hand washing stations, we have sanitizing procedures in place that are pretty stringent.
The alleys have always used disinfectants on the house bowling balls and those infamous flat leather bowling shoes. Now, the shared equipment and bowler areas closest to the lanes are getting extra attention.
It makes us a little slower to turn over and get people out onto the lane, but it's very important, we think, to make sure that we're giving them a sanitized space.
I'm so glad you guys all came out today. Family Twosome is one of my favorite tournaments.
Social distancing here means every other lane is closed. Groups of bowlers space out in different sitting areas until their turn on the lane. Because the bowling alleys offer food and beverages, they have an 11 p.m. curfew like restaurants and bars. North Rock General Manager Brent Bowers says navigating constantly changing pandemic rules is tough.
Sometimes when we get the new update, whether it be from the city, the county, the state, the federal government, they very rarely talk about bowling center facilities. So we don't know if we're an event venue, we don't know if we're a restaurant, we don't know if we're a fitness club.
North Rock is surviving because of its strong league base and tradition of hosting tournaments. Bauer says the first customers to return to lanes after the shutdown were league bowlers, the regulars. They were familiar with the building and felt safe with the new protocols. But the social camaraderie at the heart of bowling isn't advised during a pandemic.
So it's really tough because you want to high-five your friends and you want to hug and you want to say hi and you want to sit at a table and enjoy some nachos and talk about your week. And so there's no question everybody's doing that a little bit differently now.
The high school bowling season starts soon, so that will bring more bowlers back to lanes under state athletic guidelines. Bowers says if all goes well, North Rock will host the state championship in early March, as it has for years.
We're hopeful that what we see in January and February is a somewhat normal high school bowling season. There's a number of senior bowlers that we think deserve it.
Bauer says he worries less now about another possible shutdown. He's optimistic the bowling alley will recover, even if it takes most of next year.
When we come out of all this, I'm hopeful that folks will appreciate some things that maybe they didn't realize they loved as much as they do. So, and bowling certainly is one of those things for a lot of people.
That's the long-term challenge, getting everybody else back. Open play for the general public has dropped off dramatically. This year, there are also fewer, if any, bookings for holiday parties, corporate events, and kid parties. DeSocio, North Rock's owner, says December is usually one of their busiest and biggest months.
Those things are just not happening right now. So that part of our business is off more than 50%. I feel like this fourth quarter is going to be the hardest for us.
DeSocio says pandemic-related restrictions on capacity and operating hours are having a devastating effect on businesses like hers, ones that sell experiences. She's hopeful the COVID-19 vaccination will ease the community into a new version of normal and help bowling's comeback. Getting the public out in public can't happen soon enough.
If they want all of us to be here when this is over, they're going to need to come out and support us now.
For KMUW News, I'm Deborah Schar.